And let your will be done.
A rog ca să se pună unul tatirec.
Thank you.
Sus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Aram Jesusa.
Now everybody put your hand on your head.
Sigareta to na bulu ati ka tana sa.
And receive an anointing from the Holy Spirit.
Arrestre usa pa sana masina sa.
For the fulfillment of your ministry.
Osa tatirani asa pan punawa.
Thank you, Lord,
for
the fulfilling of our ministry. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Now, this is an anointing service. And I want you to believe in the holy anointing of the Lord. What is the anointing? The anointing, can I have the books on the anointing? The anointing is the Holy Spirit. So, you know, there are different names for the Holy Spirit. Spirit of God. Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost. But one of the names which I prefer is the anointing. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38.
As an apostle, it's trumpet.
Says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost.
Uzi sinte na demante are one of the Jesus Christ is in usura na tam sana mas usura na demante tam sana mas.
So the anointing is the Holy Spirit.
Can you usita sana be sana mas?
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the Holy Spirit is invisible.
And
the Holy Spirit's presence is what changes everything. When you go, well, I used to go to church. When you go to certain churches, the pastor will speak and preach, but you may not feel so. It's like he's saying good things, but it feels dead. Yes, and I used to dislike church. But it was because of the lack of something.
There's
a certain grace of the Holy Spirit that is missing, and that is what changes ministry. Many times we are pastors or priests without the Holy Spirit. And there is a certain dryness that is where you see the difference. So the Holy Spirit makes things come alive. Amen.
Amen.
And beginning from now, you are going to enjoy the Holy Spirit. This is a book, Steps to the Anointing. And I'm going to be sharing with you just one little chapter from this book today. This is
The Sweet
Influences of the anointing. This book explains how the Holy Spirit affects you and what it affects you in the areas of your life it affects you.
In booking sana mapena katika what's near one and fumba watane and anansana master fit taken and fiena tickets man deep and fiena tickets.
To me, this book is one of my favorite books on the anointing.
In booking sana on any some book, Kikudina Makaska news.
And this one is called Catch the Anointing.
In the investment of Samburian news.
Anointing, you cannot go to school to learn it. Amen.
Amen.
You need to catch it. And today you're catching it. And this one is called The Anointed and His Anointing. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the anointing is, let me use this word, to catch the anointing is like to catch a snake.
I'm Sampta Nusra, a lot of people say something, so what's her name? Sampta Pibla.
Do you have snakes in this island?
You see, people have a very man deep in it.
Yes? Yeah. Now, if somebody says, go and catch a snake, very difficult. Where will you find the snake? Yes. One day I saw a documentary of a man who went in search of a king cobra.
In the Mandesea, Naita Tokumontera, Nisfanatia Tina Zana, Bresakalilana Kraya, Senkarka, King Cobra, and the Cobra and Giza Pilipi.
The documentary was for 1 hour.
The Nadizina and Raide Fanatia Tina.
The man took an aeroplane,
Tenandero Planis,
and flew to India,
Tenandena Kanyen,
and walked through the whole jungle,
Tenande Erakniala Zanis.
Looking for a king cobra. And he was an expert in finding a snake. Many times he would point to say, you see this rock, there will be a snake under. And when he moves it, there's a snake there. There's a snake here. You see, he understood snakes. The anointing, if you don't understand it, you never catch it. Because the anointing is at particular places. The anointing is with the anointed. That's why we call the anointed and his anointing. Hey. Then finally, he got to a place in the jungle. And there, he said there would be a king cobra here. And he found it. This cobra was so big that it was as tall as him. So when the cobra got up like this, the cobra was his height. Like this. Then do you know what he said? See, I'm talking about understanding something you want to catch. If you don't understand it, you cannot catch it. Then he said, this is the most terrifying part of this documentary.
When
he said the cobra is blind. And the cobra cannot see him. So he went up to the cobra and he said he's going to put his hand on the head of the cobra to take a picture. So the cobra was like this. And he put his hand, he went like this, and he put his hand, look. And he took picture. Yes. Because he understood the animal, and it was true. Finally, he was happy. He took his bag and he went back. You and me, we don't understand this snake. That's why we cannot even catch a small one. If you want to catch the anointing, if you want to catch the anointing, you have to understand the anointing. One of the things you must not do is that you don't attack the anointing.
Yeah.
What you attack, it will go away from you. You know,
I know one.
One day I saw a I wouldn't know it's a young man, but a man attacking one of God's servants. Who was anointed. And then I heard the Holy Spirit saying in my heart, this man will never be anointed. Never in your life be an anointed person. There are some. Bible says, touch not my anointing. Do my prophets no harm. Once you strike the anointing, you are striking the anointing. It's going to go away from you. I find that I am drawn personally to people that believe in me. Just as a human being. And I move away from people who accuse me. Just as a human being. What about the Holy Spirit who is as sensitive as a dove?
Yes.
Very sensitive. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Quench not the Holy Spirit. Yes. So, in Madagascar, you have people who talk a lot about pastors. Who speak things you should never say. Do you know how to attack the anointing? It's with you attack with your words. Yes. You shouldn't have said certain things. You shouldn't have spoken about what you didn't understand. If you want to be anointed, you must learn to shut your mouth. Amen.
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 When Ham, the son of Noah, saw his father drunk, or in his tent, and he spoke about it, Noah spoke a curse. Yes. Now, if Noah was not a man of God, because he drank the wine, if he was not a, that test would not have happened. But today, all over the world, you can see the effect of the curse of Noah in the world. Yes. If you don't travel, you will not understand. But if you travel, you will see that Noah was a man of God. Otherwise, it wouldn't happen.
Yes.
Isaac was blind when he spoke the blessing on Jacob. He was blind. And he was deceived. How many of us pastors, we are often deceived? But you've got to be careful with an anointed person. When Isaac blessed Jacob, blessed are those who bless you, and cursed are those who curse you. That was it.
The same thing.
Whether he was blind or not. Whether he was a fool or not.
His
words happened. Until today. Yes. So you need to be careful. Try to understand the anointing. Catch the anointing. It's like catching a snake. If you don't understand it, number one, you will never even see it. Yes. You see, if you don't understand anointing, if I'm anointed and I'm in front of you, you will not even see that I'm anointed. You don't even know that I'm anointed. Yes. You won't even see anointing. You won't even come near the anointing. You will never know where it is. It will be right under your nose. Right under your nose. But you never see it.
Never see it.
Beginning from today, every foolish word you have spoken against an anointing, it is cleaned by the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Pastors are easy to criticize. Yes, very easy to criticize. I've never seen God's servants, any of God's servants who are not attacked. Yes, accused. Insulted. Yes. I've not seen it before. If the person is really used by God, it's part of it. Amen.
Amen.
So make sure you are not one of those who get involved in such evil.
Amen.
I want to welcome all those. Are we streaming live? Are we streaming? I want to welcome all those of us who are on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and all those other things. God bless you, and you're going to be blessed today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, today,
Andrania,
I want to share with you about this anointing. The battle for the anointing. The battle for the anointing. Amen.
Amen.
Do you want to know about the battle for the anointing?
Amen.
Second Kings chapter 2 and verse 9.
Panza kafarua, tukfarua, inendinia fasifi.
Second Kings chapter 2.
Inendinia fasifi.
There's a bit of feedback, if you don't mind. Solve it, please. And it came to pass, verse 1, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said to him, as the Lord liveth, and thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophet that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry. The Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said, I pray thee, tarry thee. All right, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Amen. Please read it for them.
Arnuni fa pakar and silver one in dam tamta fijif elia, tenarananda fanikitalis delis, aru elitam nelis, masine noms and unet fajove vananira kata nepetil. Fawi Elisa Rafael Lakutio, Rafael Lakuya Nenawa, Sandawano Misha, Katinit and Anakani Petelis roll up. Arum Fokanakani Nelisa, Sanakampamna Zeto, Petela, Kananotamne, Fantatova, Fanunia Galantio, and Tupnoia, Lambun Luano, Tewis, in Fatatian Kuzania, Famangin and Areo. Aru Elita, Masine Nore Lisam Sanunet, Fiove Fananira Kawan, Tirico, Fawi Elis, Rafael Lakutio, Rafael Lakuna, and Sandawano Misha. Katetungatan is Irikos Rolab. Ariro Sanakum Pamnane, Zeto Zirikon, and Antona Nirisa Kananotamne, Fatatova, Anuna Galantio, and Tupnoia Lombuluano, Aruis Namale, in Fatatian Kuzania, Famagine Nareo, Arueli, Masina, Yano, Sanunet, Fazio, Vananira Kawanetotan, Fawelis Rafael Lakutio, Arafel Lakune, and Ochandawano Micha, Artela Sanandis Rola, Arnistimapula, Sanakum Pamnan, and Tin Sanatanji Terial after Terri. Faisrolakus and Sanganateo Mun Chotan. Arelina and Kapot and Kanamal last in Kapkandano are Sarakarun Dano, Kanita Tam Tan Minis. Arnunefatafitis Rola, the Wielitam Nilis, Angatosia Tokom No, Timbulatum Sarakam Noa, Aruelis, Masine Noa, Okanenzara and Ruan Fana Nau, Bawai.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the double portion of the anointing will come on you at Jordan. Amen.
Amen.
So, Elisha asked for the anointing, but in order to have the anointing, he kept on going to a different town. They went to Gilgal, And Elijah kept on telling him, stay. Elijah kept saying, no, I want to fight on. Then they got to Jericho. And Elijah told Elisha, stay.
He was his name, Sanun.
Elisha said, no, I'll stay with you.
He was his name, Sayara, Sanara, come now.
Yes. Then they got to Bethel. And Elijah said to Elijah, don't come with me. Elijah said, I will stay with you. And then they came to Jordan. And there again, don't follow me. He said, I'm following you. Then Elijah asked Elijah, what do you want?
What
do you want? Said, I want the double portion. You see, it is only those who can fight through all the different changing scenes who will receive the anointing. Amen. So it's important that you persist in the ministry. To see a certain anointing. Amen. You know, in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus told the story of the man with the talents. And I want to quickly refer to that. He said, the kingdom of God is like someone he gave 5 talents to another one. And after a long time, he came and reckoned with them. After a long time. And the one who had 5 brought other 5. Amen. Today, many people in this room are receiving talents. You are receiving talents from the Lord. Talents to serve the Lord.
Talenta antuno anademan.
Amen. Oh yes.
Yeah.
Now, if you look in the ministry, you see that there are this type of ministers. One with 5 talents. 5 talents, pastors, ministers.
Ramchena sa fanpune no wate maita karasa na panawasan fanpune chone pastera wata mana na talita kimi.
These are people with all the 5 gifts.
Rosan le wulla mana na lifambe sa pastora na kimi.
Apostle,
apostolia,
prophet,
apamnamia,
pastors,
pastera,
teachers,
papianata,
and evangelists, all in one. You notice that he didn't give anybody more than 5 talents.
You know, after a match chapter, that's not the million target that he is and nulla teos.
So there are some ministers.
Can you span ba panosa kampuna?
Who have this?
Manana do timreu
5 talents.
Manana do talents.
It's not so common, but it exists.
If you know, you tamate kesa zanfa sa pamisnesan
and. Yeah, apostles,
apostolia,
they start churches,
the
same time they are prophets, the same time they are evangelist.
Evangelist.
And at the same time, pastors.
The pastor I am is the one who
says they are pastoral.
And at the
same time,
they teach.
And then you have some people in the ministry who have two talents.
You
don't often have people with three. Two. Pastor and teacher.
What are the pastors and teacher?
Apostle and prophet.
Apostle and
read the Bible.
Then of
you know, this pattern. And then a lot of people with one talent.
The viewer would have been there, manana talenta, right?
The one talent is the common one. I'm a pastor. I'm a teacher. I'm a helper. And so on. Now, after a long time, there's going to be an analysis of what you have done with this thing. When I was 25 years old, some years ago, I was in a room in a hospital in
Ghana.
I had about 7 months more to qualify as a doctor. And because I was alone, I like to play preaching messages in the night. So I was playing Kenneth Hagin. I never said anything bad about Kenneth Hagin.
No. See,
I only love him. Yes. I couldn't find. One day, a man gave me a book. He said he's a false prophet. He told me his books are something. He wrote a book about his books.
And this is new. La saile madena me kukenawe ikene tekinu dispam na sanku inanura tapukis makaska bukun kene tekinu namitsi nanura kandis.
And he gave me a copy.
Inu main copy and the book ano main raya.
When I opened the book, I rather saw something very positive about Kenneth Hagin. So one night, Kenneth Hagin's tape was playing, he was playing over there. And in the tape was playing. I was kneeling down. Oh, please take the baby out. One night I was praying, and there was a tape playing over there. I was kneeling down in the room, and I fell asleep. Because I was in the evening, I didn't have anything, I was just praying. Not for any particular day, I was just there. But when I woke up at about 2 a.m., I was still kneeling down. And suddenly something jumped out of the tape and entered into me. See, that was a talent.
The talent
entered into me. I felt it going in me. It has been 35 years.
You don't care for Tona last son, yeah?
Since it happened,
the son Sabatas.
When I heard a voice, and the voice said,
"The wish is refilled
from today."
Manum Kandwanusis,
you can
Afaka Mapiana Tino.
From today, you can
Manum Kandwan Afaka Mapiana Tino.
Yes. And there I was, a student.
Pam Sanya Bona Pianas.
And the Holy Spirit has given me
Even
though I was learning, studying to become a doctor,
he gave
me his gifts, his talents. Yes. This is what I'm doing now. Even in the crusade, I'm teaching. Yes. Yeah. Because Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2.
Ezekiel chapter 2,
verse
2.
Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. It says, the Spirit entered into me.
Chapter 1, position, sana.
When we speak to me. The Spirit entered into me.
When we speak.
That's why I believe in listening to preaching.
Yes.
Yeah. You must listen to preaching. Any pastor who doesn't spend time, just not even spend time, but you must have preaching. Preaching and teaching. Playing.
You know?
It will change you. Oh yes. Yeah. It will change you. There's something powerful. Yes. You know, one of my young pastors, he told me a story. A very fantastic story. He said, you know, he was a very bad boy. And no one knew that he was bad. And he was one of the children in the church. And the parents wanted to keep the children busy. On Sunday. Now this boy would sit in church and he was bored with the preaching and he would even put on earphones and listen to music while the preaching is going on.
Yes.
Then one day, one of the pastors called him and said, look, I'm giving you a job. Every Sunday, get a video to play for all the young children in the church. So I'm putting you in charge. Go through the videos and make a selection of one to play every Sunday for the children in the church. This is your work from today. So now go and listen to the video and choose one.
He wasn't
interested in the word, but he said, when he listened to me preaching, he find me funny. So he decided to look for any funny preaching that he can find to play for the people. So he would not listen to the man. He's just searching for something that makes people laugh.
So
So as he started listening,
to
find the funny message, the Holy Spirit started to touch him. Because you see, you are affected by what you hear. Both in terms of faith and in terms of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit entered. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2.
Ezekiel
Spirit entered.
Chapter 1, position.
Yes. Acts chapter 10 and verse 44.
Acts apostle is 44.
Acts chapter 10, verse 44.
As an apostle, this character.
As the people listened, Cornelius' household. As they listened, the Holy Spirit fell on all those that heard the word.
In Ruth, at the time, Zerita, Nin, Tinem, Sana, Masim.
So as you are listening to preaching, the Holy Spirit falls on you. Yes. Yes, just as when you listen to certain music, you feel sexy.
You know so what
Is it not true? There's some music that makes you feel like smooching. Smooching, you know what is smooching? Dancing, you know? Because some music impacts spirit of lust.
Sofia mis musica mapita filan sanana filan.
In the same way the preaching,
note second to ten
impacts
mapita
the spirit of the Holy Spirit. Now what happened at Gilgal?
Inna zavatasiota ni Gilgal.
Gilgal. Gilgal is the third. There are four places where the battles took place. And everybody in the realm of the spirit, it is written for our admonition, is going to go through these four battles. Are you ready to go through the four battles? Battle number one. The battle at Gilgal. Everybody's going to go through the Gilgal battle. What does Gilgal symbolize? Gilgal is symbolizing circumcision.
And Gilgal is symbolizing.
Because it was at Gilgal when all the Israelites went through the desert for 40 years and they got to Gilgal, that was just before going into the promised land, and Moses made everybody to be
circumcised.
So Gilgal stands for circumcision. Before going to Jericho, before Jordan, you will go through Gilgal. And
Gilgal
is the painful removal. Of things in our private lives. Yes. Right at the beginning of your life and your ministry, if you don't cut off certain things, you cannot continue in the journey. That's the end of you. Gilgal represents circumcision, because that's where the circumcision happened. Now, what you must realize is that we are dealing with a God who sees beyond what people see.
Amen.
So God sees right to what people don't see.
It can't matter.
Amen. So if you want God to anoint you, you must take a knife and cut off certain things painfully. That's why some people never become anointed. Because you are not prepared to cut off certain things. Things like what? Things like some relationships. Yes. There are some relationships that must be out of your life. Yes. There are some pleasures that must be out of your life. You have to cut them off. Yes. There are some things. Yes. That have to be cut off. Yes. You know, people are so impressed with the outside. But what is real? What is under? Is actually what God looks at. When God chose David, he had to rebuke Samuel. Samuel 16:7. Said God does not see how man sees.
Oh, and the man does not see what of sin.
As for God. How you look on the outside is not what he's looking at all.
It's in the post, no, it is in and serene, and the man sees and meets in serene.
You know, as God is looking at me as I'm preaching,
and the man serene as I'm preaching,
he's not looking at what you are looking at.
He is not some serene, says, but that's serene, no.
At all.
Some serene,
I'm looking straight beyond everything. To the inside of my life.
Yes.
It's God seeth not as man sees. So as God is looking at, he's looking at, if you look at this person, I can't even see his prayer life. I can't see his prayer life. I can only see that he's handsome. But I can't see his prayer life. When God looks at you, he looks straight at your prayer life. Which nobody sees.
Don't tear him.
Which nobody sees.
So it's not this and this.
Your moral life.
And skin and our moral.
Your sexual life.
And skin and our sexual, cousin.
Which people cannot see.
Sexual.
God looks straight at that.
And the man don't think serious. I'm sure the sun is feeling.
Hey. I wonder what God has been looking at.
Check the illness of the serious and the man.
You know, why will there be a situation in heaven where Jesus will say, I never knew you?
I want to miss you, but I'm sure I'm not part of you. Know who is Jesus?
I don't know you.
Which part of you know
who is Jesus? I did wonders in your name.
Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if I can't come in. I don't know him.
I did this.
No, no, sir.
I did this. I said, I don't know you.
The only thing is, that's my part of you.
How can that ever be possible?
I want to get to my son. It's possible, okay?
It is because on the outward you seem to be doing works.
So, you feel any notes of Manoah's son?
But if we have never had a conversation, many of us who want the anointing, we are not prepared to even spend 3 days with God. But you are on your phone all the time, on Facebook all the time.
I know you're on telephone and all Facebook phone is a minute.
I've never seen a spiritual pastor who is always on Facebook.
Right.
And on the phone.
If
you want to see somebody who is not spiritual, it's always on the phone. Online,
it's
always online.
Online, the phone.
Do you have such people in Madagascar?
We should look somewhere to Madagascar, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are online.
Online the phone.
All the time.
I'm still on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah.
When do you have time to pray?
But no, finally, no, but I'm not Tony for fun.
One of the things that will happen at Gilgal.
And Sabbath is so Gilgal, huh?
Painful cutting away.
Tena misi ifana pana tena mapa manai
of lifestyles.
Amro karasa piena
that are anti anointing.
Semanu atanis.
Yeah. Painful cutting away.
Atena away afana pana afana lana manai tain.
Yes. So Gilgal.
Kilkala
is the place where you must cut things out.
Kilkala tuerana anapano sabata sasanya.
And when are you going to do that?
Arufine no ne no masan.
Today,
Antoine.
Yeah. God told Abraham circumcised that very day he went for circumcision.
Antine na Abraham de mantawe danusi jaf furante na no te inyan chinyan te na tolis.
Some of you have to cut out girlfriends. Some pastors, you are preaching and your girlfriend is outside or even inside. Wow. There are some ladies here, you want to be anointed. There are some boys you have to cut off.
Yes.
Yes. So Gilgal.
Kakilkala
is the place
where
of pain.
Where of pain.
Take up your cross.
Ma resina sitalino.
When God called me,
tamna de mantone ansona.
Time came.
Tunga fton.
I had to take my medical whatever.
Na like tawul ma niara medical.
Yeah.
Mubana.
Yeah. And put it aside.
Yeah.
And now, depend on God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I had been to medical school for 7 good years. But one day, I was lying on a carpet in my room. And the Holy Spirit said to me,
"Give
thyself wholly to my ministry." And you know, at that time I was a businessman. I was a doctor, but I was also a businessman. I had 2 employees who were working for me every day in my business. When I got up from the carpet, I took my phone and I called them. The business is over. What? I said yes.
Finish today.
I told them, go and pack. We were using a tipper truck for the business. I showed them where to go and pack. For sale. Today is for sale. Oh yes. I gave up my profession. Yes. I gave up my profession. And I gave up my career. I really don't say this thing because I feel more a blessing from God. To serve Him. So I don't really see this as a sacrifice, but a lot of people see that too. That's why I'm saying it, but it is a blessing to serve the Lord.
Yes.
I gave up almost all my classmates live in America. Almost all my classmates live in America. They are doctors in America.
It's a lot
of money.
They miss school up there.
I said, it's okay. And I became a pastor. So, I don't know, some people here, there's some things you have to give up. Yes. One day I called one of my lay pastors. He was a businessman in London. I told him, you are going, you have to serve the Lord. And I said, go somewhere. Then he decided to go for a holiday there. And then after that, he came back to London. And then he avoided me. From that time, I couldn't see him again. Because he didn't want to cut off. But you see, the gift and calling of God is without repentance. God doesn't change His mind. God has called. He will never change His mind, no matter how old you get. What God said, you see, that's why you never forget it, because it's always in you. So you see, this man, I told him that, you see, in him he could feel he was devils. So one day, he reappeared. And then I was going to Malaysia. And he said he wants to come. I said, come, let's go. And I was in Kuala Lumpur. Just with him. Yes. And one night, I said, let's go for a walk. And I put my hand on his shoulder and I told him, you will have to lose something. Without losing something. You can never serve God. Whosoever will lose his life will gain it. I want to tell you, all of you here, you will never serve God without losing something. Now think about what God wants you to lose. He wants to cut off the foreskin. It will make it painful, but it will make you even more ransom.
First of all, my running is here for to know Sarah after this.
In the end,
and in Farana.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, brothers and sisters, what is God calling? And so, this man, I told him, you must lose something, and then he decided, I will lose something.
And this time,
he was able to enter into the ministry. What a blessing. Today he has so many churches. Where he went, he would never have seen all that. You think you are losing? But it's not possible to serve the Lord without losing. There is this book.
We see book right
now. It's called Losing
Man Serious
Suffering
Talia
Sacrificing
Sacrifice
and Dying.
Fafatusan. Send what they name booking.
This is this book.
In booking.
Is it a nice book?
Book Sara Bain, eh?
Is it a nice book?
Book Sara Bain.
You can't serve Jesus without suffering. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I wish it wasn't so. You know, I started the ministry 35 years ago. No, for about 40. But I don't feel like going back. To start all over again. Because when I remember Gilgal, some of these places, I don't want to go back to those places. I feel sorry for some people I see, they are now getting to Gilgal. And I see some people are stuck at Gilgal. Because you are going from Gilgal to Bethel to Jericho before Jordan, where the double anointing is.
If I am not saying that much about Gilgal and Jericho, the Bethel is able to do Jordan and Emily and Sharon Zundu and Awusu.
Wow. Ask your neighbor, are you stuck in Gilgal?
I don't know. You're not even remembering right now at Gilgal, you know it.
Are you stuck in Gilgal?
I'm sure Gilgal, you know it.
You don't want to circumcise? Right. Now, the second thing. Let's finish the second so we can move from Gilgal. The second thing that happened at
Gilgal
on the journey to This is a prophetic message. So everybody take your part of this prophecy. The second thing that happened was that the manna, that was coming from heaven, stopped. Yes. So what that means is that now, if you want to have bread and food, you have to do normal things, plant, sow a seed, reap, and so on, and the normal thing that you know how to farm, that is what you have to do. So some things that came to you almost by chance or by supernatural is going to now take you knowing what to do and you do the right thing.
That's all I'm saying.
What does it mean? You see, in the ministry, on the road to the anointing, there are things that God will do for you, almost it looks like by chance. It just seems to drop. Like when somebody gave me a book. By Kenneth Hagin. I didn't know Kenneth Hagin. I never heard of him. I opened the book. I saw the book. I was blessed. That is the supernatural, easy manna falling from heaven. All those things stop. You now have to do what you have to do. And after that, I have to search for Kenneth Hagin. I have to read his books. I have to find out if there are other books and messages. Because no one is going to accidentally give me what I really need anymore. At Gilgal. Gilgal is where the manna stops.
Yes.
Gilgal is where these by chance things stop. Now you know what to do. To get bread. To get the harvest. To start doing it. Yes.
Again.
Now, I believe that God has given me 5 talents. Yes. I believe I'm one of the people that has these 5 talents. Yes.
Again.
Now, when I was blessed with Yongi Cho, with Kenneth Hagin, now I develop a desire to build a church, which is something Kenneth Hagin did not do. Kenneth Hagin was a teacher and a prophet. And there, I now have to do what I know how to do. If I want to have a church, what do I have to do? No one is accidentally going to give me a book. I now wanted to find who has a big church. Now I'm going to follow. Because I know how to follow. I followed accidentally. The night that I received the anointing, I wasn't thinking of anointing. I didn't know anointing. It's something I just enjoyed listening to Kenneth Hagin, especially he has a lot of stories, so I just listened to the stories over and over. Yes. So it was just by chance. And I was kneeling down. And I was feeling sleepy. That time my knees were very strong. So I just left. I wasn't thinking of anything. When I woke up, it was dark.
The sun, tighter, if I'm icing.
Black, no light. It's still. And Kenneth Hagin was playing.
Kenneth Cassetten Kenneth Hagin, the man there.
Could feel the atmosphere.
The chapa commission, the tutorial.
And then suddenly something happened.
The tap continues to have a tap seal.
But when it was time for me to have church growth,
Father of Tonam, say, Kusawana and a few to move in Guna.
the manna is finished.
If a papa manna,
now I have to know what to do. When I want, yes, when I wanted to go to miracle ministry, I said, now the manna is, these accidental blessings are finished. I have to do it intentionally. That is when I started to be interested in Benihim.
Yes.
And Catherine Kuhlman.
The Catherine Kuhlman.
Yes. My favorite is Catherine Kuhlman.
Yes.
As of Benihim, I didn't like his preaching. Because he was always quoting from Job and Leviticus.
Yes.
Yes. So I decided to follow Catherine Kuhlman. But then the Holy Spirit told me, follow Benihim. I said, but Benihim, I don't understand. Yes. So you see, the manna has stopped. So I started to get all tapes from Benihim. I listened, but I didn't understand. I listened every day. I was even tired of listening. For more than 10 years.
Yeah.
But one day, I was listening to Benihim. And then, I started for the first time to understand what he was preaching. You see, understanding is a spirit. Understanding is a spirit. Yes, Isaiah 11 verse 2. I'll give you the spirit of understanding. It is a spirit. So when understanding started to come into me, a spirit has started to come into me. Yes, yes. You see, if I preach to you, you don't understand. And now you start to begin to understand what I'm talking about. It's a sign that the Spirit has started to stand up to you.
Yes.
Yes.
You
know. Yes. Oh, yes. And I continued listening to Benihim and reading anything just all the time.
Yes.
And then the day came, and God said to me, now have a miracle service.
Hey!
This was very difficult. Yes. My first miracle service, I almost died.
Hey.
Honestly, if I had had a high blood pressure, I think I would have died on that. But the Holy Spirit moved powerfully. Oh, yes. I remember I preached about healing. You see, because the manna stops. And you have to do things intentionally. Plant your seed, harvest. 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 No other way. You have to go through the routine. I preach about healing. And I pray for the sick. I saw some miracles. Not so many. But I saw some. And I said, I continue. And I remember in the year 1999. Or 2000. I was in Colombia. I'm there.
Every night. You see, come. It was one night, whole stage was full of wheelchairs. So I was walking in the wheelchairs, so I was just walking on the stage.
And this woman being here, oh, Miss Kathy, it seemed
it was a new stadium. And I saw the wheelchairs, I was walking. This is just like Benny Hinn with wheelchairs all over the place. And I realized, you know, I started to walk in a certain anointing. One night, there was a lady, she came, her child was dead. A dead child. And the child came back to life. The whole stadium. 100,000 people. They went wild. I've never seen as many wheelchairs as I've seen. In the stadium. Many. So, Gilda
Kirkana
is the place where you have to learn. I have to do this.
And Kirkana,
it's not going to form. Many of you here, nothing is not going to follow you.
And you should get
because you are Gilda.
So, Kirkana,
you have to sow the right seeds. Ask your neighbor, have you been circumcised at Gilgal?
I don't know if I cannot see the Samurana saying, oh, Gilgal away.
Wow. What a blessing. Now, we come to Bethel. How many are excited to have been able to move away from Gilgal and at least arrive in Bethel?
Oh,
yes. Now, what does it mean to get to Bethel? Now, the first thing about Bethel is something that happens in the ministry. If you look at the map, of ministry, you'll see that Bethel is not in the correct direction. If you are going to Jordan, you are going from Gilgal, you are going to Jordan. Now, Bethel is here. So, Bethel speaks of going in a direction that is now different from where you actually want to go. And sometimes, in order to get to where God wants you to be, you have to go make a detour. It's like you're going here on the way there. I've always wanted to evangelize. Oh, but before I could go on the road to evangelism, God led me to build churches, which is very different from evangelism. It's a completely different
life.
And then from Bethel,
they find a beginning
towards Jordan. You go to Jericho, then you go to Jordan. And so sometimes you may want to be a great man of God in Madagascar, but now you have to go to Bible school in Ghana. Which doesn't look like the right direction, isn't it? God has called you to Madagascar. So you have to go in that direction. Before maybe it will come to this direction. Yes. You see, if you go going from here to Amasina, and you're going out of this city, sometimes you'll be going here. Sometimes you'll even be facing opposite to Amasina, even though you are going there. Because of how the road is, you have to go here, turn around, go back, then turn here, before you go here. Is it not true?
Smart of this, and I want to come as soon as I want to come to the river, then see the no coast, watch the river. So Bethel is a place, it's famous. When you say Bethel, it's famous for the dreams and visions of Jacob.
Yes. So now we see another battle, whether you can obey the visions. It's a great step in your ministry, in your life. Will you obey the visions and the dreams that God gives to you? Yes. 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 You see, in your dreams, and in your vision, you must respect God by respecting the dreams and the visions. Remember the prophecy in Joel and in Acts. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And you will dream dreams. You will have visions. He doesn't even mention tongues. He didn't say you will speak in tongues. He said specifically, in response to the Holy Spirit, there are dreams and there are visions. Dreams and visions are more directly connected to the presence of the Holy Spirit, even than tongues. Because he said, I'll pour out my spirit, and then you will have dreams, you will have visions. What dream has God
given you?
Are you dreamless? Then you are spiritless. Are you dreamless? Have no dream at all? No vision at all? In the road to the battle to the anointing, you have this big test. To obey. A dream or a vision. You know, some years ago, I was sitting down. There's a particular chair that I have sat in and had a number of visions. I was sitting there, and it was in the afternoon, and I said, Lord, how can I be fruitful? And I had a shock of my life. Because I saw a hand in front of me holding a book. Yeah, a hand holding a book. Just like that. And then the vision was gone. And the Spirit said to me, you'll be fruitful through books. Wow. This was many years ago. Yes. Dreams and visions. And today, 50 million of these books are still counting. I meet people. I don't meet so many, but I encounter people who are so blessed with these books. Sometimes I'm so surprised. In different languages. Oh, yes. One brother said to me about this book, Loyalty and Disloyalty. He said to me, he said, if you don't do anything in the world, anymore.
That's
several years ago. Yes. More than 10 years. He told myself, if I don't do anything in the world, this particular book, what I have brought into the world, has been a blessing to the whole church. Loyalty and disloyalty. Yes. Hello? Okay. Are you going to be faithful to the visions?
You know,
yeah. And the dreams that the Holy Spirit gives to you. Oh, yes. You know, God often speaks to me about the people that work with me.
And the man
yes. He speaks to me about people. Yes. Are you going to be obedient to the heavenly visions of the Holy Spirit? One day I had a dream. You see, this is where the junctions of your ministry. The Holy Spirit told me, you must do crusades. Then in this vision, I saw a man of God. Some of you have even seen me in your dream before. Yes. Or you have seen people. But I saw this man of God. And in the dream, I was sitting up.
Satan saying, Peter.
He gave me advice on what I should do. Yes. At a crusade. Yes. It was a daytime vision. Yes. Madagascar is one of the countries that the Holy Spirit spoke to me about.
Madagascar is one of the countries that the Holy Spirit spoke
to me about. Oh, yes. Many years ago, he told me, send somebody to Madagascar. This one is going to be a test for me because I don't know anybody who knows anybody who knows anybody who knows anybody in Madagascar.
Amazing.
This must have been about 20 or 25 years ago.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
yes.
One day I have three people who are working for me. Three people. And then I had a dream. In the dream, I saw these three people doing something for me. Yes. And what they did was not evil. It was not evil per se. It was not evil. I don't want to tell you the details of the dream. But it resulted in a disaster in the ministry. And then the Holy Spirit said to me, these three people, they will not be able to continue to work for you in this way. Let's see whether you can follow God. One day I was in a vision and I was on a beach. You know, some beaches have grass. Like beach grass. I was walking and suddenly I saw a snake in front of me. Now this snake was very bold. It lifted its head like this. So I was looking at the snake and wondering. Then I heard the Holy Spirit say, indeed, this was all in the vision. That's not the danger. The snake is not the danger. So I said, what is the danger?
Someone lose
in the vision.
From the fight.
Then he said, look down. I looked down. By my right, even it makes my foot feel funny. By this foot here, there was a snake, a big snake flipping on the side of my foot.
And the Holy Spirit told
me, that's not your problem. Your problem is here.
It's real.
You have the wrong problem. The real one is the one by your foot.
Three people have real this problem.
There is not any a man of God who haven't had a dream. It's not true. You don't respect it.
Yes.
You know, one day, I think it's a day that I believe Jesus appeared to me.
I mean, of 107 Jesus stamp,
but I'm not sure. I believe. Maybe it was an angel.
Maybe an angel is.
I think that this is when I was commissioned to be an apostle. It was the first time I had fasted. And I was the last person in the church. I was sitting. Look, the person at the back there in the right, at the top, in the black.
Can
you wave to me? That's where I was. I was the last person at the back. Everybody was standing. Suddenly, as we were praying, a white, glistening figure. The clothes were like shimmering. Appeared on my side. Yes. You know what happened next? The next thing is what made me know who it was. Suddenly I felt like I was fixed toilet. I was dirty. I've never had that dirty feeling that I had that day. That's what Isaiah said. Woe is me, I am undone. I was unclean, and with unclean lips, I'm dirty.
Who is this? I am a loser. And now this song with a malut, malut much.
When he saw the Lord.
If I can do this.
Yes. My friends. God appearing to you.
And the mantle is still one now.
It's what happens at Bethel.
The sun is still one now. And the mantle is still one now.
Jacob encountered visions and dreams that guided his life.
Wow.
One day, I was in a dream or a vision. And I was in my house. And in my house, there's a wall around the house. And suddenly I saw that I was outside the house. Yeah. It was night. And
do
you know who else was outside the house? There was a lion. There was a lion in the garden. So I started walking around.
Then
I realized that there was a lion.
So
it was coming. And all the doors to the house were locked. So I started to run. The door to the house is locked.
How did
I get outside? What am I doing outside? And the lion started to chase me.
I was running.
Yes, I can.
Then there was a boy's quarters for a help. House help.
They miss you all as I don't see piazzas until
outhouse. And I ran. The lion was just behind me. And I entered the house.
And
I woke up. And the Holy Spirit said to me,
somebody,
helper, going to save your life.
Because
that was the house, the room of the helper.
Helper
will save your life.
Oh yes.
Receive the grace of a helper. Yes. It's a place of visions and dreams. Oh, yes. One day I had a vision. You can't be in the ministry without dreams.
He
says, I'll give you my spirit. And you will have dreams. You will have visions. One day, I was in my house in a vision. Can you know who appeared to me in the house? Two dead pastors. Pastors who were famous. And they were also brothers. They were also brothers. They had died a long time. But they came alive. And they came to my house for dinner. So we sat down to eat. Yes. I was sitting here and these guys were here. So I said, what did you come to do? We came back to the earth to see our works. I said, really? He said, we went to visit all the churches that we established. We attended churches. But they didn't know who we were. And we are on our way back to heaven. So we decided to come and visit you before we go back. So as these two pastors sat down at the table, I said, what do you have to tell me? Do you want to know what this dead pastor said? The first thing, one of them said, we want to tell you three things. I don't know if I remember all the three. But he said, the first thing we want to tell you is that we were very surprised when we died. He said, we were not expecting to die. So he was telling me, you have to be careful. He said, we never thought we would die at the time that we died. You may think you'll be 70. Or 80. But Jesus was 33. John the Baptist was 33. It's not because they sinned. But that was the time. So that was the first thing they told me. The second thing was they said that when they went to the churches, the messages and the songs they used to sing were no more working. People were not
interested in what they had. Yeah. So then he pointed to me and he said, this is your opportunity. Give it your best now. When you are gone, this is your best time. Everything you have, go all the way. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Bethel is a place of vision. It's a place of dreams. It's a place of flowing with God in the realm of the Spirit. Whatever dreams and visions God has given to you, do it.
And Anna Post,
do it.
And Anna Post,
do it.
And Anna Post,
follow logic.
As a manara can lose,
follow logic.
As a manara can lose,
follow the visions and the dreams.
Around Nusnus of
Satan. Oh, yes. Number three,
Satelo,
Bethel.
Bethelayan.
It's a place of going a different direction. It's a place of visions and dreams. Number three, it's a place of knowing God personally. You see, Jacob had been told about God by Abraham and Isaac. This Bethel was a place to know God personally. You see, there is a place you know God deeply and personally. He said, God was in this place and I didn't know.
What is it? I didn't know
God. He didn't know God. So it's a place where you get to know God personally. So you see, every minister has to get to the place where you know how to wait on God for 3 days, only you, without phones, without talking, without seeing people. And the longer you serve God, the longer you can stay with Him alone. Those of you who are called to serve God in the ministry, on the battle for the anointing, there is a place where you know God personally. It's not a prayer meeting in a room, a church prayer meeting. No.
See,
that's not what is better. Better is not church prayer meeting. Church prayer meeting is not, it's not for those who are going deeper. Thank God for church prayer meeting. I'm talking about you.
For some reason, I am now
God.
Yes, alone.
Why are you coming? Come alone. That's the message from the Lord. When you are coming, come alone. Come alone. Yeah. Many things is only going to be alone. When a young lady and a young man come and tell you we want to marry, it means that they have been alone. That has formed something special. There's some things it's only when you come alone. Wherever you have to go, go there. Come alone. Number four. It's a place of covenants. Jacob made a covenant with God. God, I promise you. If you do this, I will do this. It's a place where you promise God. Oh, yes. You know?
I know one.
There comes a time.
Mr. Stoner,
you know, some people say, I'll give 1,000, they don't give.
Mr. Antenes,
most Christians are like that.
But you see,
there is a place
for me to
when you are battling for the anointing. When you come to a point and you know that your work is your word. What you said to God, that's it.
He said,
nothing can turn you anyway. Nothing will change you. Nobody. No wife. No marriage. Can change you. Yes. I saw one pastor. His wife said to him, I will not go anymore. She said, you can go.
You know,
be a pastor there. I'm not going. You know what he said to her? He said, I'll give up my ministry. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. This is why people are not anointed. Yes. I just want to be with you.
Sati yara kam nofisi.
When I started in the ministry, one day we were talking at home. And I said to my wife, don't say anything negative about the church or the ministry. This is it. We are here for life. Don't say anything. Oh, yes. A man who says, I will give up everything to follow a girl. I don't think you will be anointed in a certain way. Yes. Jesus says, if anyone come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Am I quoting from the Bible or from another book? God must know you will not change. When I started this crusade, Jesus campaign, I remember I said, whether people come or they don't come, I will do it. I will do it.
Because no one knew me as an evangelist.
We've
been doing it for 20 years now.
We've
been to almost 35 countries. I said, I'll do it.
You
said,
well, talk to you.
When he said, do it, I'll do it. I'll never change. I'll never stop.
Chapel
is a place where you are now a man of a covenant. Number five. Bethel is a place of financial commitment. That's where your finances straighten out. That is where Jacob said, if you look at, I will give you a tithe.
Yes.
Tithe. You see pastors struggling for money. When you yourself don't pay tithes, and you don't understand tithing, and your financial commitment to God, somebody's got to be serious. Look at yesterday, people took envelopes. You want to sow a seed? Can it be that you take the envelope, you don't even bring the envelope back? It's like financial things mean nothing to you.
No,
let me tell you a revelation. Before God gives you real anointing, He looks at your handling of money. If you are faithful in unrighteous mammon, you'll be faithful with true riches, which is anointing. Watch irresponsible people who don't work, who don't pay tithes, who don't commit themselves financially. They cannot do well in the ministry. We are fighting, we are battling for the anointing. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Did you do well in Bethel? We are going to Jericho now. Are you ready for Jericho? Hey!
Hey,
what happened in Jericho? Number one,
so no one,
the battle for the anointing. Jericho is a place of war.
Jericho at the night.
Kata shaba sata maloma. War. On the road to the anointing, you must be ready for fighting.
You should be a fool now. Miat.
You don't want to fight.
Well, you know it's miat.
But you've got to go through Jericho before you come to Jordan. Amen. Number two,
Pharaoh.
Jericho is a place where you get rid of disloyalty. Because in Joshua, when Joshua got to Jericho, that was the end of disloyalty. In Joshua 1, verse 18, whosoever he be that doth
rebel. Joshua 1:18. Thou dost rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken to thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage.
Ce soir 18, sere comandanti no catsmente non sandet sanditinoaza te atomati kuma ireza smatanza yanao.
So, welcome to Jericho.
Katunga soro Jericho eno.
War.
Act.
And getting rid of disloyal
elements.
You have to be successful in getting rid of these characters.
Yes.
Yes. No church can do well with disloyalty. It is a step. Yes. When I started in the ministry, I had a small church. 25 members. During church growth, maybe 40. Now, my assistant pastor, hey, he was a very nice person. The people in the church liked him more than they liked me. Do you have assistant pastors like that in the
church?
They are more friendly, more of a people person. So when there's a problem, they will go and see him. And I was more on the side. But I was a leader. Yes. And they started to criticize me. My church was this. I was at a junction of my whole life. I was at Bethel. I was at Jericho. Yeah. It was at Jericho that everybody became loyal to Joshua. They told Joshua, any disloyal person, we will finish the person. Any rebellious person,
Joshua.
The people criticized my preaching. The main challenge for me was that they said I was not called by God. I don't know, somebody spread a rumor in the church that I was not called. Yes. Like I was just doing something as a medical student.
Right?
Yes. So every Sunday, they would assess my preaching to see whether my preaching was powerful and anointed. So I became more and more nervous. On Saturdays, I started to have diarrhea. Because I was afraid of Sunday. You see, when I go to church, my assistant was sitting in the front like this. When I look at them, they are looking at me. Is he called? He's not called. God has not called him.
Is he
called? You can see that he is not called. Because my preaching was simple, like how I'm preaching now. It's like I'm talking. So I told my wife, she was not my wife, but I told her, I said, is this how I'm going to suffer All my life, every Saturday, I will have diarrhea for the rest of my life. The microphone used to shake.
The microphone used to stop, son.
I couldn't, my mouth became dry. All the saliva in my mouth was, I was afraid. Then I had a dream.
In Anusia.
You see, I was both wavering between Bethel and Jericho. I had a dream. In the dream, I was a boxer. Yes, I was wearing red shorts. My enemy was wearing blue shorts. And the boxing started playing.
Box.
And I was boxing.
He was son.
Hey! Round two!
Round five!
Then I'll start again fighting! I fought, I don't know how many rounds, maybe 12 rounds.
Round room,
and suddenly,
the time cut you,
I woke up. And I was sweating and because I've been fighting a box.
Do
you know who was the other boxer? The other boxer was a lady who used to sing before I preach. So the Lord showed me people are fighting against you, criticizing you. Yeah. Then he gave me a scripture. Proverbs 22, verse 10.
And in Fafun.
Cast out the scorner. And strife shall end. Cast out the mocker. Jericho is a place where you cast out mockers and those who despise you. Hey! So I call for a meeting of the leaders. Say, all of you come to my room. When they got there, I said to my assistant, God has showed me in his word that I should cast you out of the church. Yes. He said, why? Because you see, nothing was open. Everything was hidden. I said, I need you to leave. He said, why? If you don't want me to preach or you don't want me to, I can do that. I can help in any other way. I said, no. Cast out this corner. The remember, from that day, confusion,
strife,
the lady was singing, and a whole lot of people went with him. The church, which was small, became small. Have you seen a slim person who has lost weight? But But it is better to have a few loyal people than to have many disloyal people. Amen.
Amen.
And since that time, the church enjoyed peace. And the church started to grow and to grow. So, Jericho is a place you deal with those who leave you. One of you is a devil. Those who pretend. Those who are disloyal. Those who accuse you. Those who are proud.
Hey.
Because unless you are proud, you will never criticize Bishop Patrick.
In order to have nothing, you know, to critique Bishop Patrick. Na pastere,
na pastere,
na pastere, na pastere, na pastere, na pastere, na pastere, na pastere.
Those who are dangerous sons.
Are you saying that my people?
Yes.
Then
cast them out.
Ruai mi alani.
Those who are ignorant, throw them out of the boat. Those who forget, those who forgot how you pray for them, how you preach to them, how you love them, how you pray for them. Those who forget,
why?
You are not wiser than God.
Not one man.
What did God do to Lucifer?
Even the Lucifer.
Did he call Lucifer for counseling?
Lucifer came for
meetings.
Lucifer came for.
No, he cast Lucifer out of
Lucifer.
There are some Luciferian pastors here.
Miss Pastor Luciferian, lepo.
Yes.
Yen.
You are lucky that you are still in the church because your pastor has not identified you as a Lucifer.
Yes.
Yen. But when you read these books, it will expose you. Those who accuse. Every day you have find a fault. Those who don't use their talents. One of the problems is finding fault always. You find fault with me. Empty barrels make the most noise.
Empty
barrels are
true.
Empty barrels.
Hey.
And Jericho is a place of authority. Joshua, he said, anyone who rebuilds this city, he will build it over the dead body of his children. The time comes. The things you say will happen. And that is a place of Jericho. How many are doing well in Jericho? Are you doing well in
Jericho?
So we are battling for the double portion of the anointing.
chicken.
And they are going from Gilgal. Then we are going from Gilgal, we are going to Bethel. Bethel is a place of vision and dreams and covenant and financial correctness. Oh, yes. Then we come to Jericho. Jericho is a place of fighting, of eliminating disloyalty. And finally, we come to Jordan. Are you ready for Jordan? Are you ready for Jordan? Are you ready for Jordan? Amen.
Amen.
Now, what is happening in Jordan? Number one, is a place where your desires, your dreams come true. Amen.
Amen.
Now,
so what?
Number two.
Sarua.
Oh, I've given you number two already.
Okay.
It's a place of vision.
Tueran Saitana and Puisu.
And alertness.
I certainly found my linen, my vision.
Yes.
In.
Yes. You see, you must be alert.
You know me, Mike.
If you are going to catch the anointing. Elijah told Elisha. If you see me. If you see. Then you will receive. So at Jordan, where you are about to receive the anointing, you must be alert in the realm of the spirit.
You know, Jordan, if I'm the Angayan, you know what? Milamayero.
Yes. It's a place of vision.
Tueran Saitan. Yes.
Because you see, chariots came. And horses. Elisha cried, my father. The chariots of God. Do you think these were natural horses? They were spiritual horses. Elisha saw them. Oh, yes. Let your eyes be open. Otherwise, a big gift will pass by you.
But
you won't notice it. You won't notice it. Yes. Jordan number four,
Fayevet,
is a place where you call somebody your father.
So Tana Tuera Nana Cray, it's no one Larawe, Rhino is.
Who has really become your father? My father.
Rico.
Elisha cried, my father.
Rico.
Many people call pastors daddy or papa, or they have these words, but it's like a nickname.
I saw a bit of him as a papa, and what's under what an issue knowledge.
Yeah.
In?
Yeah. But you see, a time will come
for what, man, what?
When in your eyes
you must know
you see someone as your father.
It is
a stage. It is a stage. Yes. In the realm of the spirit. Where you have fathers. Yes. You see, I always saw Benihin in a certain way. But at a certain point, I saw him differently.
Yes.
Yes. You see, there are people, they are international fathers, so everybody will call them fathers. Yeah. Yeah. May you, listen, may you have a real father. Elisha said,
what is this?
My father, my father.
Michael.
At that moment, the anointing came upon him.
Yes. Yeah.
So don't run away from becoming
Son.
Amen.
Amen.
The anointing. I want to pray for you to receive the anointing.
Amen.
But I have tried to show you the balance. Then Elisha is a place of tearing your own clothes off. And taking the mantle of your spiritual father and using it.
Using it.
Yeah. You know, as I'm here, I'm enjoying the mantles of fathers. I am. I'm enjoying the mantle of Kenneth Hagin. Oh, yes. And Bonke.
Sponke.
Yeah. These are fathers to me. They are wonderful and precious people to me. Some of us, God wants you to come to the place of Jordan. Some of you struggle with the idea of somebody being a father to you.
You know what? What your name is Asaina? What your name puts put on me? If the way Mishulla, I know Arapana.
Yeah. But for Elisha,
how many years?
After being with Elijah for 20 years.
This Niaragatam Nili Madutundo Puton.
When the thing happened, it was natural.
He just
shouted. He begged, my father!
I
was in Kenya when Kenneth Hagin died. Yes. I was in Kenya. I had arrived in Nairobi. And I got into a little bus. And I was sitting on the second row. And I looked on my phone. And I saw a message. From Tulsa, Oklahoma. Kenneth Hagin is dead.
Matt Kenneth Hagin.
You know. This somebody I just met, I just shook his hand once. I started to cry tears in the bus. I started to cry. Yeah. So I'm somebody that it's not like a friend or even a relative. I've never called him before. Tears started to come. And I started to cry. Because
such a true,
I reached a place where he was a father in the realm of the Spirit.
Yes,
and I'm not ashamed of
it.
Paul said, Onesiphorus was not ashamed of me. Anyone who is ashamed of somebody, you are ashamed of the anointing too. Yes. Some of you can never be anointed because you can never accept the idea that somebody else can be your father. Paul said, my son Timothy. Timothy was his son. He was his boy. That is why he could tell him not to drink water. And that he should only drink wine. That's why he could tell him, don't let people marry more than one.
Usi se san ni te ni na nanti mute asa fila isa namba timbu sa.
Some people here, listen, in the realm of the spirit, I see your knees. You see, your knees are supposed to bend like this. But in the realm of the spirit, your knees are stiff. So it can't bend. You can't bow. It's that you are stiff. You can't bow in the spirit and humble yourself. This is why you cannot receive the oil. Your head is even higher than where the oil will come.
Misulet ito ka rin tutulong sana luar kyo tena moza papi. Chafa ka man duwal keno. Chafa ka man miumius keno yung wana chia nulam tunda leus. Rante na marda na gan. Luano at pita ka waas pe ambun le tibuy luaran.
E kanko.
Maske. Maske le luar ken si siro. Sozan chafa ka miumius ke chafa ka man duwal.
Yes. But for Elisha, my father, never mind that Elijah had run away from Jezebel. Never mind that Elijah was so depressed. Never mind that Elijah couldn't continue his ministry in a certain way. As soon as he went
up,
the one who made me to be here. Some years ago, before I forget, I was in my office. I had a vision or a dream. My office was underground. And suddenly an angel came to the room. And the angel was holding a jacket. And the angel was holding a bottle. Bottle. Here this one. Angel was holding a bottle. It was only me and the angel. This is what the angel was holding. Then the angel lifted a bottle like this. Do you know what was in the bottle? Ashes. Do you do cremation here?
Some people.
Yeah. Ashes. Of a dead person. And he said, This is your father.
He uses in rhino.
In this bottle.
I want to take a fan.
Yeah, this is your father. Then he went to something like a shelf and he put it on the shelf. And he said to me, one day. One day you will also go into a bottle like this. Then he said this was his coat. This was your father's coat. And he said, you must wear it. So he helped me to put it on. The angel helped me to dress.
The angel nanape na yekanzo.
The angel helped me to wear.
Nanape na angel yekanzo.
And he said, "You have to wear this." This is your father's mantle.
This is the mantle one day now.
This is his coat. So you wear it for some time.
One of anointing I'm not school now.
Monday,
and one.
You also go into this bottle.
And they eat from one after the other.
This coat will be given to somebody else. It's not a personal property. It's a moves from person to person. Every standing place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hand and certain people online. As part of this conference,
and
the Holy Spirit is telling me something, and that is Luke 11 verse 13. If you then being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit or the anointing to them that ask him?
Kaya na rin at iratsa na malalamami sa patsuan sa nagkareo. Sumay ka fanday sa yan. Dato sis, ang may sanamas na huwag sa mga takam.
Today I want to do, I'm going to lay hands on a couple of people. I want you to ask him. You see, I see in the realm of the spirit some people with a talent.
Sasa may tanim tutulo ra panami sula manana taleta ana tikeno ang gata kam sa
talent
is mana na taleta ru
five talent
taleta team
its talent is your gift
ren taleta ren sang mesa pasua kana no.
Just lift your hand and ask.
Atsanga ang tanaw te mangata na
ba? According to Luke 11.
Ara kyun Luke ang stress you?
Yes.
Mangata?
Yes.
Yin.
Ask for a talent. Specific. Elisha was specific. Your anointing.
And you shall use it
two times. Thank you. Just receive it right now.
Right, Sansa.
Receive it now.
Right, Sansa.
The gift of the pastor.
And your father is a pastor and an apostle.
The gift of the teacher.
And your father is a pastor and an apostle.
The gift of the apostle.
The
gift of the prophet.
I'm the son of a person of Pamani.
The gift of the teacher.
I'm the son of a person of Papianet.
Navashi Novasi Marando Kamalate. The gift of the pastor.
I'm the son of a person of Sassanin.
The leader. The leader of Sipanuma Rikemoto Sipalanda Rebelobula. I'm just going to lay hands on one or two people. Stand here. And the Holy Spirit has a prayer for one. I'm just praying for just about three or four people.
Right.
God is also going to touch you. Yes, because of Luke
11:13.
Father, thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes, I pray for
you.
Thank you. You are very good.
Sorry.
You are very good.
Let's be servants. Let's be with your gifts. Thank you. It's time. Thank you. Thank you. Oh yes. Thanks for the talent.
So can I not forget? Come as a pastor.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
So
thanks for this gift, Lord.
So can I from his apostle and the mantle?
Malakuru Mulashima Mendi Semena Kebalare. Thanks for this power.
So can I get.
Thanks for this power.
So can I get.
Too much power, Lord.
Yes,
the too much power, Lord.
Yes, the
Daroma Sumade Kebal Madare, Lele Kemanda La Babada. Daro Salebe Borani Malamanda Le Baba. Aloro Moshire Lebe Semedore Mende Lele Kemalanda La Baba. Thank you.
So
thank you for this gift and this
sort of family of a sorrow.
My God. My God. My God. Torah Mashamana Sando Mesete Baba Karadarida. Thank you for this gift, Lord. Thank you for this help, Holy Spirit.
Close your eyes.
Active my cigarette.
I receive from heaven.
Mandala Fanendanta.
I receive from heaven.
Mandala Fanendanta.
I receive from heaven.
Mandala Fanendanta.
I receive from heaven.
Jesus.
If you have oil, put it on your hand.
And if you have oil, put it on your hand.
Put your hand on your belly.
Father,
we thank you. I thank you for the release of the anointing.
I'm so glad you found the person on your store.
Every child here right now.
One new accelerated soul.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Jesus.
Receive your talents. Receive your anointing. Those of you on YouTube,
Facebook,
and online, receive your talents. Receive your gifts. Be healed and be blessed. As you battle for the anointing, the Lord give it into your hand.
Jesus.
And everybody shouted it.
Amen. 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 Amen